What's up, guys? Welcome to Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. We are on episode 30, which means we've done this for 30 weeks. Pretty crazy that we've made it this far without everybody hating us and us quitting doing this. This episode is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something that helps this podcast and helps us keep this all going. With me this morning, as always, I have Derek. What's up with you, Derek?
Not much, Bob. How you doing?
You sound tired.
I am. It's not been a good week. Lots of work. That's not good. But happy to be here on episode 30.
Yeah. I was supposed to send you a bottle of champagne for episode 30, and I didn't.
I'm sorry about that. I'm still looking for that. I'm guessing it's never showing up.
Maybe. Maybe it'll just come late.
Okay.
But let's jump right into it with our reviews this week. We took a look at two really cool products. The first one is a Z170 motherboard. It is the ASRock Z170 Extreme 7 Plus, which took me like 2 weeks to review because we had some issues. But not with the board, with other stuff, with our test system. But this board is the top-of-the-line board in ASRock's Z170 line. So it has pretty much everything that you're going to want as far as an enthusiast or a workstation user. It is a really awesome board. Pretty much, like I said, everything from Z170 is on this board. You have three Ultra M.2 slots. You have SATA Express. You have all of that stuff right on the board. Looks great. It comes with the front panel USB 3.1 little panel. The Gigabyte, the Gigabyte G1 also came with that. So that's a 5.25 inch Bay device that has a USB 3.1 Type A and a Type C on the front, as a lot of cases won't have those just yet. So you have all of that. It's just a good overall board. It's kind of crazy because this board comes in around $239.99. And the Gigabyte board comes in at $500, and that's
less than half the price.
Yeah, but this is not a gaming board, and the Gigabyte is. So this does not have the gaming networking. It doesn't have the hardcore audio. It has good audio, but it doesn't have that really hardcore audio like the Gigabyte board does. It doesn't have the built-in water cooling like the Gigabyte board does either.
So it's got quite a few less phases.
Yeah, less phases in the power design, everything like that. But, you know, if you think about that Gigabyte board, not many people need all that stuff.
what do you mean? Everybody.
But, yeah, this is a good board from ASRock. People have to understand this isn't a gaming board. ASRock has their own gaming line, their Fatality line, which we'll see some boards from pretty soon. So with this is just for the typical user. You want a lot of things. Again, it's one of the only boards that does have three M.2 slots, which is a lot, which means you don't even have to hook up a hard drive to this as far as like a 2.5 inch SSD or anything like that.
You can hook up quite a bit of memory to three slots.
Yeah. So,
impressive.
Yeah, that's a lot of storage space there. Yeah, it has everything that you want. Good overclocking, same as every other board we've got. Same overclocking. Just a good overall board. I can't really say much bad about it. As with ASRock in the past, though, their BIOS is kind of nothing to really write home about. Maybe I'm just a little tough on that because I do take a look at all the boards. And we know that other companies do have better BIOSes, but
I wouldn't say that's being tough, though. That's just being honest.
Yeah. Their A-tuning software, which is sort of like their motherboard companion software, is good. But again, we've seen better software from other companies as well. So that's kind of where this board falls a little short. But it's a good overall board. Definitely would recommend it if you're looking to get into Z170 and Skylake. And it does come with a lot of stuff. You do have that front panel device and everything like that. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's $239.99, which isn't bad at all for a top-of-the-line board.
No, that's mid-level for most of the other companies.
Yeah, for sure. So definitely check that out. Especially, like I said, if you're not a gamer and you don't need those certain things, you can go ahead and definitely take a look at that board.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to a case, and this is a very interesting case. This is from Inwin, and it is their 805. And this case is made of all aluminum and glass, which is cool. So we know Inwin for their crazy cases. Usually each year at Computex, they have a pretty insane case. A lot of them feature glass. This is the more traditional case. So it is a glass case, but it is in the more traditional tower design, which I feel is something that a lot of people wanted. And they said they're going to keep this under $200, which is good. So it's a mid-tower case. It looks just like a normal tower, but the front panel and both side panels are made of glass. And it's aluminum. The rest of the case is all aluminum, so it's not overly heavy either. Which is really nice. And it's actually pretty cool. It's very easy to install in. I didn't really have any issues at all. There's a couple things. One, it's glass, so you're going to get fingerprints all over it. Yeah. They do include a microfiber cloth, so you can keep it clean.
That's good.
Another thing is that because of the interior of the case is aluminum, is that it will scratch quite easily.
Right.
So you're going to have to watch out for those things. But it is an awesome case. Because both sides are glass, means you can see everything. So if you really want to show off the inside of your system, this is definitely the case to do it in. Lots of room inside. Again, didn't have any issues with anything. They actually have the front of the case is a fan bracket that will hold two 120s or two 140 millimeter fans or a, like a radiator. And that actually comes out. So you can take it out, install your radiator, and then put it back in.
Oh, sweet.
Which I really liked. Made it a lot easier. When I did my install, I did use an AIO. So, it worked really well. Just, doing it outside of the case. It just
sort of how we saw with the Fantex.
Yes. It's not as good as the Fantex. The Fantex one kind of goes on a track.
Yeah.
This one you kind of just take two screws out, take it out, and put it back in. But again, it works very well.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier because AIOs are becoming so popular.
Yeah, that's something that I think other companies could take a cue from.
Yes.
Removable mounting tray.
Yeah, so since that is removable, it just makes it so much easier. It's a really great case.
Is it roomy?
It's very roomy inside. The only issue is for cooling. So the top of the case, there's no cooling whatsoever.
Right.
So your only options are the front, the back, and then if you move the hard drive cage up or you take it out completely, you can there's room on the bottom of the case, so you have to watch. If you're using an AIO, you should be fine. Air cooling, you might want to
a bit hot,
a little bit, but again, this is a case that you're going to be showing off your hardware, so I assume you're going to be doing an AIO or for most people are going to be doing an AIO on this. Lots of room inside. It's cool because they have three SSD mounts on the back side of the motherboard tray.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool. Not only that, means you can take out the hard drive cage completely and not even use it. Which makes more room for water cooling and other stuff. But also, because that there's glass on the back side of the case, you can see those SSDs. So if you have some pretty cool looking SSDs, we've seen, all the ones we reviewed, there's some pretty cool looking ones. You
still
can actually
still show those off.
Yeah, you can show those off on the back side of the case, which is pretty cool. So yeah. I really liked it. Don't know exact price because I can't find it available yet.
Oh, okay.
One really cool thing, too, about the case. This is the first case that we reviewed that has the Type-C connector on the front.
Oh, yeah. The front panel looks really slick.
Yeah.
The way it's built into the aluminum piece.
Yeah, so it's really cool. We're going to be seeing that with a lot of these cases being released. You're going to be seeing the USB 3.1. Type-A and Type-C ports, and this case does have that, so that's pretty cool. So, interesting to see what they price it at. If it's under $200, I would say definitely a good case. You're not going to find many cases like this. Especially glass.
I see this case as like you're really going, like you're trying to show off everything as art, because it doesn't even have a power supply shroud. It's just a little ledge there.
Yeah.
This is to show off everything. So be careful when you're picking your components. Pick some beautiful stuff, some beautiful hardware, and get a really simple wiring design, and this will be an awesome looking case.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a lot of trouble wiring. Obviously, I did take my time on it. If you can look at the pictures, it's not the best, but it's not obviously it's not the worst. And they do give you cable ties and all that kind of stuff to keep everything nice and neat and all that. Yeah. So
custom sleeving would be ideal to get perfect run wire run lengths and stuff.
But yeah, for sure.
This could be a gorgeous build. Easily.
Yeah, this could be a case that you could do a very awesome build in. So yeah, I definitely like it. Definitely would recommend this case. It's one of the cooler cases I've seen lately. So
like I like all of Inwin's stuff. Their crazy designs and everything are really fun. All the folded, you know, cases and stuff. But I still like the traditional like rectangle that this is, and I like that it's the tempered glass still.
Yeah, that's what I like about this, because every time you see a glass case, it's their higher end, it's their special edition, it's $500-$600 because it's a special edition. And it's like, you know, there's people that are going to buy that, but there's a lot of people that won't. This gives you that cool look, it gives you that see-through, you know, it is glass, it's not acrylic or anything like that.
Yep.
It gives you that awesome look, but it's a tower. It's a tower, you know, design case and all of that. So that's one thing I really like about this.
Yep.
So yeah.
It's a cool case.
Definitely check out our review. I also did a full overview video that's in the review. So if you want to check it out, be sure to do that.
Nice.
So we'll move on from that. So those were our two reviews this week. We'll move on to Case Mod Friday, which today is Friday.
Right.
So each Friday we cover a build or mod that's been completed in the community, you know, just to show off what's possible with PC hardware, and of course to give praise to the modders out there and everybody doing these beautiful builds. So this week we have a project called Faris, I think it's how you say it.
Yeah, to that.
It's actually a really cool build because this guy took an it actually is an Inwin case.
I was gonna say what
the
good
Inwin 503. And he actually modified the case. He built like a custom fabrication on the front and on the top. So it doesn't even look like the Inwin 503 anymore.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to put it. This is like one of those builds that's like, it's, I don't know how you explain it. It's just very well done, and it's like very sponsor centric.
yeah, it kind of has a little bit of a race car theme.
Yeah, sort of like race car-esque dot design type thing.
Yeah, he's just got logos all over.
Yeah, his logos. It's very cool. He did some really cool stuff, though. Obviously, the custom fabrication on the front, that obviously took a lot of work to do. What's cool about the front, so he extended the front of the case so that he could fit two really big reses up there for the water cooling.
He's got 250s in there.
Yeah, and then the top, he made a top fabrication that would hold the large radiator and all of that. Very cool. He also modified the case so he could put his graphics card vertically instead of horizontally.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he's also got the GPU water block, like the connector bracket, it looks like. Or is that just the vertical? Does he just have a GPU block and then he still kept the shroud on it?
Yeah, so what he did is he custom modified the graphics card so he could have a GPU block on it.
Okay.
But it's not a full cover block. It just covers the GPU, and then he kept the shroud on it with the two fans, which is actually kind of cool. It's not something you typically see.
No. In fact, that's why I'm so confused. I'm trying to get my head around it on my first look.
When I first looked at it, it was I was kind of like, wait, what did he do? So the block is from EK, and EK does offer these blocks that just cover the GPU part.
Yeah.
And then you can use, you know,
It's a pretty good looking GPU only block.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all very well done. White and blue design, just a well done.
It's kind of just really unique.
Yeah. It was different. I took a look at this and I said, this is really different. I definitely want to feature it. It's not often we see people custom fabrication on top of an existing case.
Yeah, usually
you see a lot of scratch builds, but we don't see custom fabrication on top of an already made up case, which I kind of like. That's definitely why I wanted to feature it.
Yeah.
Just good overall looking mod and design and everything. Yeah, I really like it.
For sure.
You know, we link to the full build log so you can see how everything went together and all of that kind of stuff. So definitely check that out. And we always feature these each week. If you have a case mod that you want us to feature or one of your own, definitely hit us up. And we have a whole section of these. We should probably get a count of how many of these we have, because we have quite a lot in there.
It'll be pretty high at this point.
Yeah, so if you're looking for inspiration or want to see what's possible, or you just love case mods, definitely check out our Case Mod Friday section. We feature a case mod every week. So Definitely, nice. Definitely check it out.
Send us your mods.
We're going to move on to news. And there was a good bit of news this week, finally.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to holiday season, so we have a lot of releases and things coming out. So the first thing, we'll start with Asus, and they showed off their flagship Republic of Gamers Maximus 7 Extreme.
This is really a pretty cool board.
Yes. So this is not released yet. This will be their highest-end board in their Republic of Gamers line. Tons of stuff on this board. This is everything. We talked about that Gigabyte board being the highest end on the Gigabyte side for their gaming line. This will be the highest Asus board on that line. Tons of stuff on here. They actually have a U2 connector on here, which is not something you'll often see. You have, of course, the M.2 slot, SATA Express, tons of stuff. It has the Asus's new Supreme FX Audio, which uses a lot of the same technology that's actually in Asus's discrete sound cards. You have all that kind of stuff on here. It's just a good-looking board.
Plus some really cool shrouds.
Cool
new color, too.
Yeah, so Asus, for their ROG line, their new products coming out, they changed the color. So everybody's more or less copied Asus over the past couple years with the red and the black.
I think
everybody kind of went to that on their gaming line. MSI did it. Gigabyte did it. Those are the two big ones that really copied them. Even ASRock on their Fatality line is red and black.
Yeah.
So Asus decided to go with a sort of dark orange.
Black. It's like a burnt orange and then a slate gray.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I would love to see one of these in person for sure.
Yeah.
So that color design not only is on the on this board, but it's actually on their they just released their GeForce GTX 980 Ti Matrix Platinum card.
Yeah.
And that has the exact same design as well. So if you get those two together, everything in your system is going to match, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not like an air-cooled kind of guy, but I would love to have a pair of those 980 Ti's in this board. That would look pretty epic.
Yeah, they would look pretty cool. So not sure when this is going to be released. I would assume quite soon.
Yeah.
So definitely look for that. If you're kind of holding off on Z170, this might be a board you definitely would consider for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sweet.
Now we'll go to XFX. So we have two stories here from XFX. First is that they are preparing a custom Radeon R9 Fury. So if you didn't know, the R9 Fury is kind of looked over because everybody was getting the Fury X, and now we have the R9 Nano.
Yeah.
But the Fury is still a great card. The only companies that have custom versions right now are Asus and Sapphire.
Okay.
Nobody else has a custom version with custom cooling and everything like that. But it looks like XFX is going to be joining them with their own custom version that's going to be coming out soon. It almost looks identical to the Sapphire card, to be honest.
I was going
to
ask that.
It looks like they're using almost the same design. It looks kind of boring, to be honest.
It's just a rectangle.
It looks like a big rectangle. The only real design on anything is there's stickers on the fans that say XFX, but besides that, nothing else.
But
it's good to have the custom cooling solution. Obviously, it should be better than the reference cooling solution, as well as a lot of times we'll have the fans will be silent or they'll turn off when the GPU isn't in use and things like that.
Yeah.
So definitely good to see XFX get into the mix here. So we'll have another choice if you are looking for a Radeon R9 Fury. Not sure when this will be released, but I assume since these photos have been leaked, probably soon.
Yeah. Do you find it a little bit funny that these custom cooling solutions make the card back to the standard length?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like, and back to where we were.
Yeah, so, but that's what you got to do to cool these, I guess, if you don't want to do
the water cooling, yeah.
Yeah, so, but definitely good to see another company come out with this, give you another choice. We will definitely let you know when this card is available to purchase. It should be within the next few weeks, I would assume, so.
Nice.
Definitely check that out. And then the second story is that an FX... I can't even talk right now. The XFX Radeon R9 380X has been spotted. So if you didn't know, the R9 380X is not out yet. Hasn't been out yet. Hasn't been announced or released. But one of these cards was actually spotted in China. So this will actually make full use of the Tonga silicon. So we should have this card be coming out soon. Not only this card, but obviously the official announcement from AMD on this.
Yeah.
You know, so this will really take advantage of the price gap between the GTX 960 and GTX 970. It should sit right in there.
Yeah, which is a pretty sweet price range.
Yeah, so that's what a lot of people, especially, again, holiday season coming up, you know, people are looking to upgrade around that time or, you know, asking for presents for holidays and things like that. So this is a good mid-range card to get. So this should, again, take full advantage of the Tonga silicon, be maxed out.
If these pictures are correct, too, it's a pretty good-looking card.
Yeah, so the XFX card is their double dissipation card. So it is a good-looking card with dual fans, and the fans can actually be taken out and cleaned, which is pretty cool. So, you know, a lot of times people just don't take care of their PCs. We've done some articles on this.
Yeah.
You know, and
you get that matted buildup in between the fan and the GPU or the heat pipes.
Yeah, so what you can do with this is there's like little clips on each side of the fan. You can pull them out. You can clean the fan. You can clean under there. You clean the heatsink and all that kind of stuff, which is pretty cool. Which has been, if you don't know XFX, their double dissipation line has had this for a couple of generations now. And the fans, you don't have to disconnect them. They have like quick disconnects too. So you don't have to, like, you know, unplug something and everything like that. It's just all, you know, as soon as you pull it out, it's quick disconnect.
Like you don't risk breaking it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's actually quite cool. So yeah, be excited to see this card come out. And there, obviously, since this card isn't a reference design, we should see a ton of custom 380Xs come out probably next month, I would assume.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll have a ton of those on the market.
Hopefully get some really good clocks on them, too.
Yeah, as well. I mean, I would assume these are going to be overclocked. Obviously, custom cooling solutions. You know, we'll probably see some custom boards as well, so... Definitely excited for that coming.
Good things for the AMD boys.
Yes, a lot of stuff coming. We'll move over to the NVIDIA side. And MSI has kind of teamed with Corsair, and they announced the GeForce GTX 980 Ti Seahawk. And what that is it is a MSI GeForce GTX 980, and that is teamed with the Corsair. I can't find the...
Which cooler it is?
Yeah, it's one of Corsair's all-in-one coolers. I think it's...
I don't think it's an 80.
No.
It's too thin for the GT.
Yeah, it is... why is it not in my article? here it is. The Corsair H50... Corsair H55.
Okay, yep.
So they've kind of teamed together, which is cool. I think this is the first time Corsair has done this.
I would say so. They have their custom solution for this. But I think it's the first time they've done it with a manufacturer.
Yeah, so this is the first time they've done it with a manufacturer, which is kind of cool to see. So you have this. It is, you know, one of, like, those hybrid-style cards.
Yeah, still has a turbine cooler on the GPU.
Yes.
But
So you have all of that together, which means you're going to have higher clocks. Obviously, you could be able to overclock this. The GPU boost on this card is 1291. Which is quite high.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously with the hybrid cooler, you can definitely overclock this as well. So it's pretty cool
to see. Hopefully you get some decent overclocks on this. I wouldn't say it's probably going to be like the record breaker, though.
No, definitely not.
Not with an H.
But it's going to give you...
Go ahead.
It's going to give you some pretty good cooling. And obviously it's going to, you know, a lot of people like these hybrid designs. So, you know, you can have, especially people who, you know, aren't going to be doing custom water cooling, they can have an AIO for the CPU, and this is an AIO for their GPU. And this one just comes prepackaged all together. So you don't even have to do the installation. You don't have to do it.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people that don't want to do this type of an installation.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a cool little card. It is available now, and it's $739.99.
Yeah.
So I assume that should be a little bit cheaper than buying two cards separately, or the two devices separately.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And H55 is not very expensive, though.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you can swap it out for like an HADI or even one of the bigger coolers too.
I assume the mountings are the same. I don't know how they have the shroud. I mean, it's not going to be the easiest thing because you have to take the shroud and everything off and all that. I guess
it would depend on the clearances inside the shroud.
Yeah. But I assume that obviously the mountings are going to be the same for this because the bracket
at least.
Yeah, the bracket and everything would be the same. So you could swap out another cooler. I don't think people purchasing this are going to be doing that.
No.
This is going to be for the people who don't really want to have to deal with all that kind of stuff. They want a card with the hybrid cooling that they can just put in and install and be good to go.
Yeah, I suppose if you wanted to do what I'm talking about, you would just buy the Corsair bracket and a cooler separately. It'd probably wind up being easier and cheaper.
Yes. So, also talking about NVIDIA, announced this week is that TSMC will be manufacturing their upcoming Pascal GPU. That is the GPU that will, of course, feature high bandwidth memory, much like AMD's Fiji chip.
Yeah, and, HBM2.
Yes, it'd be HBM2. So there was a big thing that if, you know, we weren't really sure who NVIDIA will go with. But it looks like TSMC has won the contract over Samsung. So that's kind of a big deal. It will be on the 16 nanometer FinFET design.
Yeah.
It's exciting to hear about this because this just means that we're closer to seeing Pascal and everything like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Does this also mean that NVIDIA will in fact have HBM2 on their next series, you know, because there was that rumor as well that ABM or AMD was somehow blocking?
I would assume they're going to have it. Okay. I don't know the availability. I mean, just like we've seen with AMD and their cards, their Fury-based cards, you know, there's not a lot of availability. They're out there, but there's not a whole ton of them.
Yeah.
And we might have that issue with NVIDIA. I know they're going to have HBM2.
Gotcha.
But we don't know when this card's going to be released. We don't know, anything really. We just know
it's going to get made.
We just know it's going to get made. It's already been taped out. We haven't heard anything as far as engineering samples or anything really, or how they're even going to release this, you know, the lower end card first and then move up, you know, like they did with the 900 series.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really sure what's going to happen. But we just know that TSMC is going to be doing it. It's going to be 16 nanometer, feature HBM2, NVLink, mixed precision support, and a ton of other cool stuff. Obviously, it should be a smaller PCB, much like the Fury cards.
Yeah.
That's all we really know right now. But this news means we're getting closer. And I think a lot of NVIDIA people are pretty excited about that.
For sure.
Because this is really going to take things to the next level, much like AMD's card did, but this is going to be more refined, I think, because we're going to have HBM2 on there. It's been in development for a while now,
I think this is going to show us what HBM can do.
Yes. Definitely cool to hear about that. And again, it just means we're getting closer to a release date. So we'll definitely keep you updated on Pascal and when you'll expect to see some things as far as cards go on this.
Yes.
So definitely.
Hopefully soon.
Pretty pumped about that. So we'll move to the mobile side of things, and there was a really interesting story this week.
Yeah.
About Samsung could possibly be releasing a folding screen smartphone in January. Which is right around CES time, which would make sense.
Yeah.
This comes from a credible source. It comes from a Samsung fan site called Sam Mobile, which in the past has been pretty accurate as far as the rumors go.
Okay.
I think this would be quite cool.
Yeah, so to expand on it a little more, essentially picture it's about the same size as your standard, like the G6. But then it folds
in
half.
Nobody knows what that is. Real people use iPhones. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not on this site. Nobody listening to this podcast.
No, I think people listen. But anyways.
We all like devices that work.
My phone works fine. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, so and then it essentially folds book style open. and doubles the screen size is what the pictures show.
Yeah. This would be quite cool. And you and I had this conversation before we started the podcast. It's like, yeah. If this becomes a thing, is this what everybody's going to be using? You know, we talked about how we went from everybody had like a Razer flip phone or some type of flip phone. That was the thing. Everybody had a flip phone.
And then it had to get smaller. It was the smallest flip phone, the better.
Yeah, so it had to get smaller. So everybody had I had a Razer, you know. Yeah. And then we went to the smartphone and the big screen and all of that. And now we're even on the phablet type of thing. That's the big thing now.
The standard phone is like tablet size almost. Yeah.
So now this could be the next big thing. It would be interesting to see how the screen technology works. Yeah. And how well it looks. I've seen foldable screen displays at CES, and they're not. they look cool, but it's like it's not the
very. The color is probably not there.
Yeah, it's not. You know, so it would be kind of interesting to see if this would be true. Obviously, a big company like Samsung would be one of the first ones to come out with something like this. They usually are. Samsung and LG are the two, as far as mobile things that we've seen. You know, LG had their curved, their curved display smartphone.
Yep.
Which we saw
that was flexible too, right? Didn't they have a flexible phone?
Yeah.
Like it slightly flexed so that you wouldn't break it.
Yeah. So that they had that. So this would be cool, and I think that it could usher in a new era as far as
form factor.
As far as form factor and what we could really do with our mobile device. So
it's really getting there in size. Once it's opened.
Yeah, so it's pretty big. It could, you know, definitely...
Bulk would be a big question.
Yeah, how thick this is going to be and all of that. But I think that if it would catch on, this could be the next big thing. But we'll have to see. Maybe it's something they might show off at CES, but we can definitely take a look at while we're there.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, so that is definitely... And there's we have pictures and there's a little concept video and all of that on our post, so definitely check that out.
Yeah.
And we'll move
something very, very future to look forward to.
Yeah, I would definitely be excited. I don't think it would take me off the whole iPhone thing, but it would definitely be something to check out.
I mean, Apple would of course bandwagon that like instantly. So,
maybe it takes them a while. It could be like 2 years, you know.
they gotta like rebrand it somehow and make it special to them. Yeah you're right. Sure.
But talking about Apple, and was it last week they announced their new Apple TV? Amazon is counteracting that with a new Fire TV gaming edition. So this will offer 4K video streaming, but obviously not 4K gaming. Has a faster processor and faster GPU inside. And it does come with a controller, which is pretty much like an Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah.
And they say that this device has more games than Apple TV, Roku, or Nvidia Shield. Obviously, because it's based on Android. So you can have pretty much all of those games on there. It's pretty cool to see. A lot of faster stuff on there. And it's going to be $140 available October 5th.
Okay. So, what was the original Fire TV priced at?
I think 100.
Okay.
Maybe.
So a little bit more for the gaming edition.
Yeah.
Does it come with a controller?
It comes with a controller.
Okay.
It does come with a controller. You can get an optional remote for it as well that has the microphone on it. So the microphone will work with Alexa, which is sort of that's Amazon's Siri.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely cool to see this. I think that the set-top box gaming, especially the kind of arcade style games, are still they're very popular. I know it's not kind of our thing because we don't play those type of games, but I think for a lot of people it is.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And obviously,
they're fun games too.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun games.
Yeah,
it's just not my thing, really. I'm a PC gamer, you know. Yeah. But also the whole set-top box thing, as far as you know, media streaming is huge. I mean, I have a Fire TV stick that I use, and I use it forever. You know, I have Netflix on there, you know, Hulu Plus, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know, so this kind of is the best of both worlds, and you can do 4K streaming.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so if you're a big movie buff and all that, and you want to watch stuff in pretty, you know, high resolution.
Yeah, because that is one of the biggest downsides to a lot of devices, is that your resolution, or just overall quality on your video from a lot of these services is pretty poor.
Yeah, So with this, you can do 4K streaming, which is pretty impressive. So yeah, it'll be out October 5th, $139.99. Obviously, get it directly from Amazon. Talking about Amazon, next month they also are going to be releasing a whole slew of new tablets. So they'll be updating a lot of their tablets. So they're going to have the Fire HD 8, the Fire HD 10, the Fire, and the Fire Kids Edition, all new versions. The new versions will have sort of a metal backing with Gorilla Glass. Obviously, new updates to the OS, more powerful processors, more memory, all that kind of stuff.
Hopefully, they're still cheap.
Yeah, oh, they are. The HD 8, which is their 8-inch, will be $150. The HD 10, which, of course, is their 10.1-inch, will be $230. The Fire will be $99. Or no, the Fire will be $50.
Cool.
And the Fire Kids Edition will be $100. And the Kids Edition comes with that 2-year no worry guarantee, which means if your child throws it down steps or throws it off a wall and breaks it, you can just send it back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And then these will also usher in Fire OS 5, which it will be the latest addition to the Fire OS, which will have some new cool things. So one thing that was kind of interesting was there a new thing called On Deck, which try to solve the problem of if you're about to get on a plane or whatever and you forget to download the TV show or the TV series you want to download so you can watch it on the plane.
Yeah.
And obviously don't need to be connected to do it. This will automatically download those TV shows and movies for you. But of course you can be turned off if you want as well. So yeah, be some cool things to see. All these will launch next month. I'm not exactly sure the exact date, but they'll all be launching next month, of course, for holiday season. You know, so I still have my Fire HD, and that's the only tablet I use.
Really?
I use it for reading mostly. I don't really use tablets much, but for reading before I go to bed, it's usually the Fire. I don't use any of the other tablets that I have.
Gotcha.
So we'll
the only I really like the new style of it. It's really good. I just wish they would get rid of the huge bezel.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
That is true.
But maybe on a future version.
Yeah. Definitely. So we'll move on to gaming news, and there is a good amount of Star Wars stuff. So we released a 10-minute gameplay video of Star Wars Battlefront, which has since been removed from YouTube. So if you didn't get to see it, sorry that you didn't get to see it. You know, obviously we knew it was going to be taken down eventually.
Yeah.
But it was the Walker Assault mode, which was shown off at E3. It was 10 minutes of it by, I forget who the guy was who put it up. A YouTuber definitely put it up, and it was cool to watch because, you know, it gives you a better idea what the game's going to be like.
Yeah.
But it was since taken down. You might be able to find it on other services, maybe, or other, you know, video providers that don't really care about copyright.
Quick Google search might turn up
something. Might turn up something, but it was definitely cool to see. The game looks really well polished and really good. I watched the entire 10 minutes when it was put up. So,
still excited?
Oh, yeah. Super excited.
There you go.
I will definitely be playing this. So that brings us to that the beta will be available for everyone. So it's not going to be closed beta. Cool. So as long as you just sign up for it, you can definitely get in on the beta. Everybody can play it. It'll be cross-platform as well. So
like inter-platform or on every platform?
It's going to be on every platform. I'm not sure if it's, you know, we could be playing against people on PlayStation 4.
I would love to play against people on a console with my PC.
We would have to get clarification, but the beta is going to be next month, open to everybody.
Nice.
So you can just sign up for it. It looks like you'll be able to preload it. So the day it comes out, you can start playing. You can preload it a couple days before, you know.
Yeah.
Get it all downloaded, get it ready to go. The day it's, you know, available, you can start playing. Nice. The beta will be available PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And there's going to be offline modes as well. So it's not all online, which is cool. So
that's super exciting.
So yeah, I'm really pumped. Definitely one of the games I'm looking forward to for holiday season. I love Star Wars. Star Wars based game would be awesome, especially if it plays a lot like Battlefield, which I assume it will.
Yeah.
Be cool.
I would love to retire Battlefield 4 and just switch to playing this. That'd be sweet.
The beta will definitely will include the 40 player Walker Assault, which that gameplay was from that got deleted.
Yeah.
It will include drop zone mode, and it will include a survival mode as well. Nice. And the survival mode can be played offline. I think that's the one that can be played offline. So very cool, very excited. A lot of cool things coming. I think this is going to be a big deal for EA. For sure.
Yeah.
So
we're just waiting to hear how they screw up. That's all.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I will definitely be preloading. I will be playing this. Maybe we'll do a Twitch thing and we can get a bunch of you guys who listen to the podcast and obviously are part of our community. We can all get a game going and play for a while and maybe
jump on
Twitch. Which I haven't. I'm trying to think the last time we did something for Think Computers on Twitch. I think it was Diablo 3, so it's been a while. You know? But yeah, we can definitely jump on there.
Definitely
and, you know, we can have a chat up and we can have a lot of stuff going on. Maybe we'll do a little game. We'll do a little Star Wars Day or something. We'll think about
for
it.
For sure.
You know,
maybe as we... no, this probably... The beta might be down by the time the movie comes out, but...
Yeah. But maybe we can do a little Star Wars Day, and maybe we can give some stuff away, and if people come in and play with us, we'll give some stuff away and have some fun, and we'll obviously give you our origin name so you can play with us. So
definitely.
So yeah, that is the Star Wars news, and then we'll move on to StarCraft, which Blizzard just announced their third iteration of StarCraft 2, which is Legacy of the Void, and that's going to be released November 10th. Again, another holiday season coming up.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of StarCraft. I haven't played it in so long. Probably one of my favorite games of all time.
Nice.
It was one of the first PC games that I really got into for a while. I love the StarCraft universe. You know, all of the different factions and everything like that. So this will be the third iteration. So as far as the expansions for StarCraft 2, it started with Wings of Liberty, which focused on the human faction, and then Heart of the Swarm, which focused on Zerg, and this one, Legacy of the Void, will focus on Protoss. So it's cool. It's cool how they have these, and I think Blizzard is one of the best storytellers as far as game goes, you know, different games go.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, the Warcraft series is amazing, and StarCraft series is just as amazing, I think, and storytelling is so good.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember watching the original, I think it's the original StarCraft cinematic, and you could probably find it on YouTube, I assume. It was one of the, it like got me so pumped for the game.
Nice.
Another cool thing about this is that you don't have to have any of the other expansions to play this. A lot of games are like that, where you need to have the other expansions.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you can just, if as long as you have StarCraft 2, you can do that. You can have this expansion in, you know, in play. So it's going to be $40. And then you, if you pre-purchase, you get immediate access to Whispers of the Oblivion, which is a bunch of prologue missions and all that stuff. And there's the Lux Edition and Exclusive Collector's Edition, all that kind of stuff. We have all the details on our post about it. So definitely check that out.
Big news for a lot of players.
Yeah, if you're into StarCraft, which I think I should maybe get back into it. You know, summer's getting over. I might have some get some games to play. Obviously Star Wars is definitely going to be one of them I'm going to be playing a lot. StarCraft, I might get this just to check it out. Their missions are always really good too. If you think StarCraft is just like an online play against somebody else game, it really isn't. All of the missions are very well done, and it's you feel like you're in the story. A lot of games are just don't do that.
Yeah.
And StarCraft has always been one of those games where if you're playing the mission, you feel like you're like in it. You know, you feel like you're in the story, which I like. So
just watching a movie.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's definitely really cool. So, and then finally, the final trailer for the Steve Jobs movie has been released. This will be the second movie, the second big movie. The first one came out, last year?
A couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, that was the Ashton Kutcher one, which I did like.
It was pretty good. I thought it was one of Ashton's best movies.
Yeah, I think the Steve Jobs story is so good that I think anything about it, is going to be good. And especially because we lived through it, right?
Yeah.
You know, we grew up in a time where, you know, even if you weren't, you know, I mean, the Macintosh came out in what, 80? I mean, we were pretty young then.
Yeah.
But, you Early know.
Born maybe, but yeah. I mean, but all of our growing up, I mean, early Macintosh computers in school and everything. So it's just,
yeah,
Steve Jobs has been an influential part of like all of our lives.
Yeah, iPod, iPhone, like these things that we grew up with, and to have the story about it, and obviously the story behind the story, a lot of things you really don't know about, and you know, all of that. So the second trailer has been released. Looks like a great film. I'm probably, this might be one of the things that like I'll take an afternoon and go see it by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I like to do that a lot of times. So yeah, it is. It will be in theaters October 23rd, so next month. A lot of cool stuff coming next month.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we'll have a lot of product releases. We actually have some products that I can't really talk about that we have in that are going to be announced next month too. So we'll have some cool stuff. So yeah, definitely excited for that movie. I think any movie about the tech industry is one I will always go
see. That's what I was going to say. Like, it's just fun to watch tech industry stuff too.
Yeah, so, and we don't get that many of those. No. So this one's supposed to be really good. And obviously, like I said, the Steve Jobs story is a very interesting one, for mm-hmm. sure. So definitely go see it. We will go see it, and we'll definitely let you know how we like it.
Yes.
So that is it for the news. We actually had some good news this week. News, a lot of consumer electronic type stuff, which I assume we're going to get more into as we get closer to holiday season. All of the releases and all of that. But we'll move on to what we have coming next week. So I'll be taking a look at a case. I'll be taking a look at the Razer edition of the NZXT S340. So if you're not familiar, they did it with their H440. As well, a Razer edition. So I'm sure you've heard of Razer. You might have.
Razer. Who is this Razer?
Yeah, Razer. I mean, obviously, massive gaming company. They teamed with NZXT to produce a version of their case, which is Razer theme, has Razer logos on it, Razer colors, all that kind of stuff. So I will be taking a look at that next week. I'm definitely excited to do a build in there and see how well it goes. We already reviewed the S340, which is cool. So we've done this. We did it with, what was the Fantex case? The Enthu Evolve ITX.
Yeah.
You took a look at that, and then I took a look at the special edition. So it gives us a different perspective.
Yeah.
So not kind of you, same not deal. You, Derek, but the other Derek took a look at the original S340, and I'll be taking a look at this one. So it's a totally different perspective of somebody who hasn't reviewed the case yet, which I think is pretty cool that we're doing.
So it's not just a rehash from us.
Yeah, it's not just somebody who already looked at it, okay, the colors are different or whatever. It's going to be a completely new review because I've never reviewed the case before.
Right on.
So definitely pretty cool. I'll be taking a look at some memory, some DDR4 from Kingston. It is their HyperX Fury DDR4 16GB kit. Good to see all of these dual-channel kits come out for Z170. These are obviously made for Z170, so definitely excited to check that out. And then finally, a company who has, it's crazy to think about, that has worked with Think Computers for, I can't even tell you how long. They have to be one of our first ever sponsors and companies that we worked with way back in the day, is Vantech. And Vantech is known for their hard drive enclosures especially. So with USB 3.1 becoming very popular, they did send us their Nexstar 3.1, which is a 2.5-inch USB 3.1 hard drive enclosure. So it'd be kind of interesting to see how well this does.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be testing it on a Z170 motherboard with USB 3.1. And definitely getting those external speeds faster. I'm going to be installing SSD inside. See how.
Yeah, I was going to ask what do you know? What drive you plan to use with it?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. Something but cool. I will definitely be testing that out this week coming up too. So,
cool.
That is basically it. As always, at the end of each podcast, we talk about something we might have done this week. I don't know if you did anything cool this week.
I wanted to badly, but I just went to work instead.
That's not good.
No. I mean, it's good, but it's not good.
Yeah.
So, what about you, Bob? Anything interesting?
I, like, killed myself almost wakeboarding the other day.
Awesome.
But that's
how was
it.
That?
It at the time it didn't hurt, but then I woke up yesterday and I like felt like I got hit by a bus. So
what'd you do?
I got up on a wakeboard and then I tried to go over the wake, and instead of like the front of the board went down and I went down head first in the water. It wasn't good.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
So are you you're not the guy that's going and doing flips over the wake?
No, not yet. I'm learning. It's a learning process.
Well, you got up, so I mean that's good.
Yeah, that's the first. You know, that's the big thing. That's like when you're first learning. That's a big thing. Once you get up, and then you have to learn how you feel on the board and how to move and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
So yeah, I'm still kind of hurting a little bit, but that's pretty much it. One thing I wanted to mention is all, you know, where you can find us. Obviously, you can find Think Computers, thinkcomputers.org. We have Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. So on Twitter, it's at ThinkComps. For Facebook, it's facebook.com/ThinkComputers. We also have Instagram, instagram.com/ThinkComputers. Do you have anything you want to put out there for you specifically?
Let's go with Think Computer stuff.
Okay.
I don't really post anything worth
checking out. You're not on the social media.
I mean, I've got them, but, like, I'm a lazy poster, I'm not going to lie, so I don't know if you'd consider me worth following.
I mean, you can put it out there if you want. This is the form to do it, so.
I don't even know my handles right now.
That's not good. You should always know. You should always know your handle.
I'd have to, like, look it up.
Well, Derek's looking his up or whatever. For me, I'm at BobTV pretty much on everything. So Twitter, Instagram at BobTV. I usually post a lot of Think Computer stuff on there, repost it from Think Computers, and then obviously my personal life stuff, what I'm doing, you know, things like that. So if you want to follow me and what I'm up to and all that, you can definitely do that. Definitely check it out and follow all Think Computer stuff. That's where you can find us. You know, if you're not a big web person, we post everything on social media. So you definitely can check all of that out. And as always, we're going to have all of our show notes from this episode on the Think Computers website. We'll obviously give you a link to that and have all that. We have a podcast section that has all of the show notes for everything. And then this will obviously be on iTunes. So if you're on iTunes, you can go ahead and search Think Computers, as well as if you're on Android has something. I don't even know what it is for podcasts. But if you're on there, you start to Think Computers all one word, we will show up there as
well.
Yeah,
sorry, I couldn't tell you. I don't use it.
You don't do the podcast at all, huh?
No, not really. Just Spotify for me.
Yeah, I do the podcast. I listen to a couple different podcasts. So definitely check us out on there. We'll have everything up for you. And good episode 30, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We would definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate everybody listening. Obviously, you can hit us up on all those social networks. On the website, you can leave a comment, you can hit us up on Facebook, everything. We have everything there for you guys to contact us. We have emails, we have contact us section. Let us know how you like the podcast. It's been 30 episodes. We obviously see people are listening, so let us know. And if you do like it, it would be awesome. You know, you can leave a review on iTunes. I'm not sure if they have that on Android. They probably do. You know, leave us a review, let us know how you like it, and everything like that, and definitely send us an email.
Tell us what I can do better.
Yeah, tell us what I can do better. If you hate me, if you hate Derek, let us know. We want some feedback, so obviously we can make this podcast better for you guys, you know, and maybe we can, you know, cover some different things or talk about different things or whatever it may be. So definitely let us know, but I guess until next time, catch everybody later.